This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, has reiterated his grave concern that Russian forces continue to occupy and control the largest nuclear power plant in Ukraine, endangering the safety and security of all those working there. In a statement to IAEA governors on Monday, Rafael Grossi said that five of the seven indispensable pillars of nuclear safety and security at the Zaporizhzhia plant have been compromised. The Ukrainian regulators told IAEA that due to the occupation, they've lost control over the facility's nuclear material. Mr. Grossi said, although everybody shared the goal of a safe and secure environment at the plant, the urgent need for us to be there is clear to all. He said a solution must be found to the hurdles preventing progress at Zaporizhzhia, and he was working to organise and head up an IAEA-led international mission to the plant. The International Labour Organization, ILO, said on Monday it was deeply saddened by the tragic loss of life in Bangladesh over the weekend after at least 49 died during a fire at BM Container Depot in the southeast of the country. Nine of those who died were firefighters. The UN Labour Agency said the incident illustrated the urgent need to ensure proper handling and storage of chemicals, better training for storage facility employees, and more effective crowd control during emergency incidents. According to news reports, officials say containers of hydrogen peroxide were incorrectly labelled and firefighters used water instead of foam to dampen the blaze. ILO said the tragedy underscored the need for an effective industrial and enterprise safety framework, together with an improved enforcement and training system. This will require improved collaboration and partnership between government departments, employers and worker representatives. And finally, Asia-Pacific countries have endorsed a regional plan of action on sand and dust storms during the recent 78th session of the UN Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific in Bangkok. Elaborating on the plan, Information Management Director for ESCAP, Leticia Rossano, said the plan provided a solid basis for countries in the region to bolster their efforts, including strengthening cross-border collaboration. She said that would reduce the risks associated with sand and dust storms and minimise their impact on sustainable development. She added that having a political consensus in the vast Asia-Pacific region was an important breakthrough based on the strong evidence provided for the plan of action. Matt Wells, UN News.